ends when we're dealing with the commission of a crime. That is based on the Constitution, is applicable to all state servants. So you were correct in your reasoning, and I think I've managed to explain that to you. When it comes to military courts, it's only during times of war that military courts will be established with jurisdiction for trying crimes of a strictly military nature. So, as I was saying, these military courts are established during times of war. When the war ends, if there are any outstanding cases, then the military courts will continue to function until those cases which were ongoing at the time are concluded. Now, when it comes to the ordinary courts, as the head of delegation quite correctly stated, we have military judges and military advisors in the ordinary courts. This is in view of the specific characteristics of the military code of justice and military crimes. So what they do is they provide support to civilian judges in trying those crimes which have a military component or of an overriding military nature. Military judges are always generals in rank, but they are not in active service in order to guarantee their independence as judges. I think that I've answered your question in general terms, but if you've got any further doubts, I'll be happy to clarify them.
Obrigada. Para responder de modo muito rápido e direto.
I'll give a brief answer that's straight to the point for Mr. Ravenna concerning his question as to whether